It's a joy to be with you. We have really enjoyed this weekend in Voss.
Det har vært en glede å være sammen med dere. Vi har virkelig kost oss denne helgen på Voss.
The Lord is really inviting this community into another awakening, I believe.
Herren inviterer dette fellesskapet til en ny vekkelse.
He wants to come and move into the community.
Han ønsker å bevege seg I samfunnet.
And I think he's preparing you for something very special.
Og han forbereder dere på noe spesielt.
So it's a real encouragement to be here and see and feel his heart.
Og det virkelig oppmuntrende å være her og se og kjenne hans hjerte.
And we had a good meeting on Thursday night and then yesterday with leaders in the community.
Og vi hadde en godt møte på torsdag kveld I bønnehuset og med ledere I lokalsamfunnet på lørdag.
And we can sense the presence of the Lord has really been with us.
Og vi kan virkelig merke at Guds nærvær har vært sammen med oss.
I feel like the Lord is inviting you into something.
Jeg føler at Gud inviterer dere inn I noe.
He wants to come and bring another awakening to this community.
Han ønsker å komme vekkelse til dette samfunnet.
Yeah, we have a couple of books in the back.
Vi har et par bøker bak her.
I wrote a book years ago called Desperate for His Presence.
Jeg skrev en bok tidligere som heter Desperat etter Guds nærvær.
It talks about the presence of God.
Det snakker om Guds nærvær.
And our identity in Christ.
Vår identitet I Kristus.
And the kingdom.
Og Guds rike.
And how the Lord can bring a revival to at a community level.
Og hvordan Gud kan bringe vekkelse I et lokalsamfunn.
By restoring prayer and worship and unity.
Og restaurere bønn, fellesskap. Og enhet.
So this is some good teaching for right now to prepare us for what the Lord's wanting to do.
Dette en veldig god undervisning til å forberede oss på hva Gud vil gjøre.
Not just here in Voss, but we're seeing him prepare something all over the nation of Norway.
Og det gjelder ikke bare her på Voss, men over hele nasjonen Norge at Gud forbereder noe.
But I think this community is very strategic for what God's going to do.
Men jeg tror dette lokalsamfunnet her viktig for det Gud vil gjøre.
This morning our subject is families.
Denne morgenen så temaet vårt familie.
I love that.
Jeg elsker det.
And I think God loves that.
Og Gud elsker det.
If we're talking about a revival at a national level,
hvis vi snakker om vekkelse på et nasjonalt nivå,
we have to understand where revival starts.
Så må vi forstå hvor vekkelsen starter.
And the reason our nations are in trouble,
og grunnen til at nasjonene våre I problemer,
is because our families are in trouble.
Fordi familiene våre I problemer.
You can't have a righteous community or a righteous nation.
Du kan ikke ha en rettferdig samfunn eller en rettferdig nasjon.
If you have broken and chaos at the family level.
Hvis du har kaos eller problemer på familienivå.
So as the Lord is preparing for an awakening in the nation.
Og Gud han forbereder en vekkelse I nasjonen.
He first wants to restore his presence to our own hearts and lives.
Han vil at hans nærvær igjen skal bli restaurert I våre hjerter og våre tanker.
But then he wants to move in our families.
Men så vil han bevege seg I våre familier.
Sometimes we think God will come first externally and fix things at the community level.
Først tenker vi ofte at Gud vil komme og fikse ting der ute I lokalsamfunnet.
But that isn't what he does. He starts in our own hearts.
Men han starter I våre hjerter.
Then he wants to move into our families.
Så vil han bevege seg I våre familier.
There's a reason why there's a war being waged against the families.
Det en grunn til at det en krig om familiene akkurat nå.
Because the enemy knows if he can destroy families, he can destroy a nation.
Fienden vet at kan han ødelegge familien, kan han ødelegge nasjonen.
Families are the fabric of a nation. They're the backbone of the nation.
Familien på en måte grunnlaget for nasjonen.
And we're living in a day when the enemy is destroying the families at every level.
Og vi lever I en tid der fienden ødelegger familien på alle nivåer.
Most of society is undermining biblical values at the family level.
Det meste samfunnet liksom undergraver dette med familier.
Our media.
Media.
Our laws.
Lovene.
Our education.
Utdanning.
Entertainment industry.
Underholdningsindustri.
Are being used by the enemy to destroy families.
Blir brukt av fienden til å ødelegge familier.
So there's an external war raging around us.
Det på en måte en yttre krig som foregår rundt oss.
But there's also an internal war happening inside the family itself.
Men det også en krig på innsiden av familien.
These things aren't as visible.
Det ikke så synlig.
Things like abuse.
Som misbruk.
Addictions.
Avhengighet.
Immorality.
Umoralskhet.
Rejection.
Avvisning.
Insecurity.
Usikkerhet.
Are happening inside the family as well.
Skjer I familien også.
In other words, the family
familien
is being faced with a war both outside and inside.
Så familien har på en måte en krig på utsiden og en krig på innsiden.
And as a result, most of our families have become fragmented.
Så som ett resultat så blir familjen vår fragmenterad.
And many of our families have become casualties of the war around us.
Och många av familjen blir som fallna I den krigen som pågår runt oss.
The impact of the external war is measurable.
Det som sker på utsidan, det är lätt att måla.
Things like divorce rates.
Sånt som skilsmisserata.
Fatherless homes.
Fäderlösa hem.
Drug use.
Avhängighet.
Suicide.
Självmord.
Teen pregnancy.
Ungdomsgraviditeter.
In other words, you can measure the external war.
Du kan på en måte måle det som skjer på utsiden.
It's harder to measure the internal war.
Men det litt vanskeligere det som skjer på innsiden, den krigen
Things
på innsiden.
Going on at the heart level.
Det som foregår I hjertene.
Hopelessness.
Håpløshet.
Betrayal. Bitterness.
Sviker. Bitterhet.
Rejection.
Avvisning.
And as our lives become busier,
og når livene våre blir travlere,
the stress of the world around us is pressing and putting pressure on our families.
Så stresset rundt oss putter press på familien.
And then the stress around us gets brought home to the inside of our family.
Og så stresset som foregår på utsiden tar vi med oss inn I familien.
Our disappointments out there.
Skuffelsene der ute.
The stress out there, the war out there.
Krigen der ute.
Where do we bring it?
Hvor gjør vi av det?
Home.
Vi tar det
hjem. We bring it home into our family. So the war outside actually gets brought into our own family.
Så krigen på utsiden på en måte kommer inn I våre egne familier.
And then rather than finding a refuge at home,
så istället för att finna tillflyktssted hemma,
a place of shelter,
ett ställe med beskyttelse.
That's what it should be.
Det är det det skulle vara.
We should be able to come home to our families.
Vi skulle komma hem till våra familjer.
And our home should be a refuge from the war, from the battle around us.
Och hemmen ska vara ett beskyttelsested för det som krigen som pågår runt oss.
But too often,
men ofta,
our homes become another battlefield.
Så blir hemmen våra också en slags krigsarena.
And then there's no refuge.
Och då är det ingen beskyttelse.
There's no place of rest.
Det är ingen vila.
Because we're filled with stress inside.
För vi är fyllt av stress på insidan.
And there's a war raging outside.
Och det är en krig på utsidan.
If we're not careful,
hvis vi ikke forsiktige,
the enemy can come into our homes.
Kan fienden komme inn I hjemmene våre.
And affect our families.
Og påvirke familiene våre.
Families are key to God's strategy and purposes on the earth.
Familien är nyckel till Guds strategi på jorden.
The enemy knows that.
Fienden vet det.
That's why it's the primary battleground in our nation.
Det är därför det är en sån huvudkrigsskueplats I nationen.
So what has caused so much pressure on the family?
Det som har skapat så mycket press på familjen.
Why does the enemy have so much opportunity to bring destruction inside of our homes?
Hvorfor har fienden så mye muligheter til å ødelegge inne I familiene?
We can talk about things like education.
Vi kan snakke om utdanning.
Or the laws or politics.
Lover, politikk.
You know, there are other contributing factors.
Det yttre andra påverkande krafter.
To the challenges in our families.
Till utmaningarna I familjen.
But I believe there's one primary issue.
Men det en huvudgrund.
The root cause.
Rötterna till problemet.
That needs to be addressed.
Som trenger att bli snakket om.
And that's the disconnect of the family.
Det liksom den utkopplingen av familjen.
From the protective presence of the Lord himself.
Fra Guds beskyttende nærvær.
In our homes.
I våre hjem.
Primarily.
Hovedsakelig.
The battle inside the family.
Kampen på innsiden av familien.
Is a result of the lack of devotion and prayer in the home itself.
Ofte en mangel av bønn og liksom andaktsliv inni hjemmet.
God's desire.
Guds ønske.
His purpose.
Hans mening.
Is that he would be the focus of every family.
At han skal være fokus I hver familie.
That every family would live under his protective care.
At en hver familie som ligger under under hans beskyttelse.
Connected to the power of his word.
Connected till hans ords, Guds ords kraft.
Being led by his Holy Spirit.
At de ledet av den hellige ånd.
Being filled with his joy.
At de fylt av hans glede.
And when he is no longer the primary focus of a family,
og når han ikke lenger hovedfokuset I familien,
the family becomes focused on themselves.
Så blir familien fokusert på seg selv.
We just start going through the motions.
Vi gjør liksom bare greiene.
We go to work.
Vi går på jobb.
We get stressed.
Vi blir stresset.
We watch the news.
Vi ser på nyheter.
We feel disappointment.
Vi blir skuffet.
And we take it out on each other when we come home.
Vi tar det ut på hverandre når vi kommer hjem.
So our homes are now another battleground.
Så hjemmene våre blir en annen krigsskueplass.
And then it's easier to neglect the Lord.
Og da det lett å liksom glemme Herren.
to neglect the place of prayer.
Och glömma bönens kraft.
Then the family becomes a group of individuals.
Så blir familjen en grupp individer.
Seeking their own purposes.
Som söker sin egen vilja.
And ambitions.
Och ambitioner.
It's possible to live with a group of people in the same house.
Det går att leva med personer i samma hus.
And not have any intimacy or fellowship with each other.
Och inte ha någon intimitet med varandra.
And not have any fellowship with the Lord himself.
Heller ikke noe fellesskap med Herren.
When that happens,
når det skjer,
the enemy has increased opening, I would say,
så får fienden en større inngang
to get into the family,
til å komme inn I familien,
and cause more destruction.
Og skape ødeleggelse.
And then the influence of the world grows and grows.
Og da får verdens innflytelse øke.
And the enemy has more of our attention.
Og fienden har mer av vår oppmerksomhet.
I believe in light of the crisis facing our family.
I lys av den krisen som I vår familie.
The most important thing we can do.
Det viktigste vi kan gjøre.
Is to rebuild the altars of prayer and worship in our homes.
Å bygge opp igjen altarene av bønn og tilbedelse I hjemmene våre.
With our families.
Med våre familier.
Until our homes become a place of light.
Til hjemmene våre blir et lys.
And a resting place for God himself.
Og et hvilested for Herren.
When we restore the primary place of Jesus in our homes.
Når vi måtte sette opp igjen at Jesus på en måte den viktigste I vår familie.
And we rebuild the altars of prayer.
Og vi bygger opp igjen altarene av bønn.
The presence of the Lord himself will be restored.
Da kommer også Guds nærvær tilbake.
I'm not talking about just a faith we have in our hearts.
Jeg tenker ikke bare på en tro vi har I hjertet.
That's what this book is about.
Det det denne boken om.
I'm not talking about an intellectual faith or knowledge about God.
Ikke bare en intellektuell tanke eller kunnskap om Gud.
I'm talking about the tangible presence of God.
Men en virkelig merkbar Guds nærvær.
Literally coming and resting in your home.
Virkelig kommer og hviler I heimen din.
If you build an altar.
Hvis du bygger et alter.
And you worship the Lord there.
Och du tillber Herren där.
His presence or his fire will come.
Så kommer hans närvaro, hans eld.
And he'll rest in your home.
Och han kommer att vila I hemmet ditt.
In a tangible way.
På en måte du ska känna det. Du kommer att märka det.
The Lord wants to restore the altars.
Gud vill återupprätta altarna.
He wants to heal relationships.
Han vill helbreda relationer.
He wants to establish his lordship.
Han vill återetablera sitt herredöme.
And his rulership.
Och hans
over our families.
Over våre familier.
So he can protect us.
Så han kan beskytte oss.
So he can heal us.
Så han helbreder oss.
So he can help us grow into the knowledge and maturity of who he is.
Så vi kan vokse inn I den modenhet som han
So that we can become
sånn at vi kan bli
an embassy of heaven.
En ambassade for himmelen.
Embassy of the kingdom.
En ambassade for Guds rike.
In our neighborhoods.
I vårt nabolag.
This is an amazing strategy.
Dette en fantastisk strategi.
This is actually the strategy for how we transform a community.
Dette faktisk strategien for hvordan vi forvandler et samfunn.
So imagine for a moment, every pin
tenk dere for et øyeblikk, hver was a place stift,
where the presence of God was resting.
Et sted der Guds nærvær virkelig hviler.
Where everybody that lived around you
der alle rundt dere
knew that in that house
visste at I det huset
something interesting happened.
Det skjer noe interessant der.
People start hearing about the presence of the Lord.
Folk begynner å høre om Guds nærvær.
They can sense the joy when they come to your house.
De merker glede når de kommer til ditt hus.
They may not know what it is.
De vet ikke hva det
but they know it feels really different than their own home.
Men det føles annerledes enn I deres eget hjem.
They come to you for counsel.
De kommer deg for råd.
They come to you for help.
De kommer til deg etter hjelp.
They come to your house for healing.
De kommer til ditt hus for helbredelse.
And then the Lord will start ministering to people.
Og så begynner Gud å tjenestegjøre til folk.
And his reputation will spread.
Og hans ord om han spred seg.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Ville ikke det vært fantastisk?
If there were places all over this community.
At det var steder og på alle steder I dette lokalsamfunnet.
Where all the lost people knew where to go for help.
Hvor alle de ufrelste vet hvor de skal gå for å få hjelp.
Isn't that what the church is supposed to be?
Ikke det menigheten ment å være?
Salt and light.
Salt og lys.
But the Lord says if the salt loses its saltiness.
Men hvis saltet mister sin kraft.
That's what's happened.
Det det som har skjedd.
We're still the church.
Vi fortsatt menigheten.
But we've lost our saltiness.
Men vi har mistet saltsmaken.
There's no more flavor.
Det ikke noe smak.
There's no more fragrance.
Det ikke en duft.
There's no more oil.
Det ikke olje.
Because we become part of the war raging around us in our culture.
En del av den krigen som rasar runt oss.
So the Lord wants to restore his presence to our lives.
Så Gud vill resa upp igen hans närvaro i livet våra.
To our families.
Till våra familjer.
To our homes.
Till våra hem.
So he can become the fragrance and light to the community around us.
Så han kan vara den duften och han till samhället runt oss.
When his presence is restored to our homes.
När hans närvaro igen fyller hemmen våra.
He will literally change the atmosphere of our house.
Så vill han förändra atmosfären i huset vårt.
Sometimes now.
Någon gång nu.
When you go into most homes.
När du går in i de flesta hem.
You don't walk in and find a paradise.
One more time.
You don't go into a home and find paradise, a perfect situation.
Ja, du går in i ett hem och finner wow, här var det perfekt situation.
I mean, that might be true about your home.
Det kan vara om ditt hem.
But that's not normal.
Men det är inte normalt.
Usually we walk into any family, any home.
Du går in i en familjs hem.
And we feel the tension.
Och du känner liksom lite sån stress eller.
We feel stress, ja. Anxiety.
Frykt.
Right, the TV's on all the time.
TV:n är på hela tiden.
Family members are in different rooms doing different things.
Familjemedlemmar är i olika rum, gör olika ting.
Running here and there.
Löper här och där.
Right, we're busy.
Vi är travla.
And the enemy has taken advantage of that.
Fienden tar fördel av det.
And the enemy comes in and fills our atmosphere of our homes.
Fienden kommer och fyller atmosfären i hemmet vårt.
With fear.
Med frykt.
Rejection.
Avvisning.
Insecurity.
Usikkerhet.
All kinds of things.
Alla möjliga grejer.
But when we start worshiping the Lord.
Men när vi börjar att tillbe Herren.
We start praying together.
Ber samman.
Rebuilding the altar.
Bygger upp igen altarna.
His presence will change the atmosphere of our home.
Hans närvaro kommer att förändra atmosfären i hemmet vårt.
So that our homes become a sanctuary.
Så att det blir ett heligt sted.
And a refuge.
Och en beskyttelsested.
The presence of the Lord is our refuge.
Guds närvaro är vår beskyttelse.
He is our Psalm 91 protection.
Han är vår Psalm 91 beskyttelse.
But if we dwell
hvis vi hviler,
under the shelter of the Most High,
under Guds beskyttelse,
then we will rest.
Da vil vi hvile.
If you're not dwelling with him, you will not be resting with him.
Hvis du ikke vandrer med han eller under han, så vil ikke du hvile i han.
But when he changes the atmosphere,
men når han forandrer atmosfæren,
you and your family can live in his peace.
Du og din familie kan leve i den freden.
And then everyone that visits your home can find his peace.
Og alle som besøker ditt hjem kan möta den freden.
We can start relating to one another based on our identity in Christ.
Vi kan börja relatera till varandra utifrån relationen, utifrån identiteten vår i Kristus.
The Lord can heal our personal conflicts.
Gud kan helbreda våra personliga konflikter.
Areas where we're disappointed with one another.
Eller där vi är skuffet med varandra.
Areas where we become bitter or unforgiving.
Ja, ställer vi är bittra eller utelivelse.
That's what an altar is.
Det är ett altare.
When we establish an altar.
När vi etablerar ett altar.
That's where the sacrifices go.
Det är där offer går.
If there's no altar.
Hvis det ikke et alter.
There can be no sacrifice.
Det kan ikke være noe offer.
If there's no sacrifice.
Det er ikke noe offer.
There will be no response from heaven.
Det er ikke noe respons fra himmelen.
But if we rebuild the altars of prayer and devotion.
Men hvis vi gjenoppbygger altarene av bønn og andaktsliv.
We can bring our family to the altar.
Så kan vi bringe vår familie til alteret.
We can become living sacrifices on the altar.
Vi kan bli et levende offer på alteret.
We can heal our wounds.
Vi kan bli helbredet.
Heal our relationships
helbrede
in the presence
våre
of the Lord. And then he will respond from heaven.
Så kommer han från himlen.
He'll consume all the pain and wounds.
Så tar han alla smärtor, alla sår.
He'll bring healing and restoration.
Han kommer helbredelse och återupprättelse.
And he'll change the atmosphere.
Han förändrar atmosfären.
Then the environment.
Då blir hela miljöet.
Will become a place where we feel safe.
Var ett ställe vi känner oss trygg.
Where we feel loved.
Där vi är älskat.
And we feel secure.
Och trygg.
Not because of just our family relationship.
Ikke bare på grunn av vår familierelasjoner.
But because we're all now submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Men fordi vi alle underordnes Guds herre, Jesu herredømme.
If we change the atmosphere of our home.
Hvis vi forandrer atmosfæren i hjemmet.
Even unbelievers will sense his presence.
Til og med ufrelste vil kjenne hans nærvær.
And come to know the Lord.
Og komme og kjenne Herren.
So I believe that's how the Lord's going to restore our restore his kingdom to the earth.
Jag tror att det är sån Gud vill genetablera sitt herredöme på jorden.
It won't be just what's happening inside the walls of a building.
Det vill inte bara vara det som sker på insidan av en byggning.
God's intention is not that we all come to a building to have a meeting with him every week.
Gud vill inte bara att vi ska komma till en byggning och ha möte med han en gång i veckan.
He wants to go home with us.
Han vill komma hem oss.
He wants to establish his presence where we live.
Han vill ha sitt närvaro där vi bor.
In our neighborhoods.
I vårt nabolag.
In our communities.
I vårt samfund.
He wants you to become kind of the pastor of your community, of your neighborhood around you.
Han vill att du ska vara på en måte en pastor i nabolaget ditt.
But first he wants to restore it into our hearts.
Men först vill han reetablera sig i våra hjärtan.
Hosting the presence of God in our home.
Och det att ha Guds närvaro i hemmet vårt.
And enjoying his presence personally.
Och vara i hans närvaro personligt.
Will impact the community around you.
Vill påverka samhället runt dig.
A river can begin flowing.
En älv kan börja flyta.
And then it flows out.
Så flyter det ut.
And it touches and heals everything.
Och så rör det vid och helbreder.
A couple of years ago,
noen år siden,
you know, I've been involved in revival ministry for about 25-30 years.
Jeg har vært med i vekkelsestjeneste rundt 25-30 år.
And we were seeing powerful impact at a community level.
Og vi så virkelig kraftige ting som Gud gjorde på et lokalt nivå.
But it was hard to sustain it.
Men det var vanskelig å holde det oppe.
And the Lord showed me it was because of the condition of the family.
Och Gud visste mig att det hade något med tillstånd till familjen.
And so many times we ignore the family and we try to minister to everybody else around us.
Någon gång så är det så lätt att ignorera familjen och så liksom tjänstgör vi till alla folk runt oss.
But the Lord is not interested in using us.
Gud är inte intresserad i att bruka oss.
To help others.
Till att hjälpa andra.
He wants to heal us.
Han vill helbreda oss.
So we can heal others.
Så vi kan helbreda andra.
And so he gave us a process.
Så han gav oss en process.
Called restoring the family altar.
Och som vi kallar att återupprätta familjealtarna.
And it's a 6-week Bible study.
Det är en 6-veckors bibelstudie.
That we do in families.
Som vi gör i familjer.
And it's just based on the book of Ephesians.
Och det är baserat på Efesarna.
Where families do a daily devotional together.
Vår familj gör en fälles andaktsstund samman.
And then once a week they have a time of communion.
Varje gång i uken så har man en nattvard, communion, the bread and nattvard.
And they take time to share their hearts with one another.
De delar hjärtan med varandra.
Maybe confess things to one another.
Bekänna synd till varandra.
You know, when was the last time your family repented to each other?
När var det din familj sist omvände sig till varandra?
We don't even think about that.
Vi tänker inte på det.
We go for years and years and years.
Vi går år efter år efter år.
And those things build up in our hearts.
Och tingen bygger sig upp i hjärtat vårt.
But what if we kept a really short list?
Kan vi ha en liten lista?
Every week.
Varje vecka.
We meet together.
Vi möter samman.
How's your heart?
Hvordan hjärtat ditt?
You know, mom, I felt really disappointed on Tuesday when you said that to me.
Vet du vad, mamma, när du sa det till mig på tisdag, då blev jag väldigt skuffad.
We say, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Så säger jag, ja, beklagar. Det var inte
meningen
att det skulle vara så.
I was tired, kind of stressed.
Jag var trött, stressad.
Will you forgive me?
Vill du tillgi mig?
Yeah, mom, I forgive you.
Ja, mamma, jag tillgir dig.
What if we did that every week with the Lord?
Kan vi göra det samman och samman med
Herren? Instead of carrying it around for weeks and years.
Det runt i uker och år.
We brought it to the Lord.
Vi tog det till Herren.
We laid it on the altar.
Vi la det på altaret.
And took communion together as a family.
Tog nattvard sammen som familie.
We saw the most powerful healings of families, and marriages actually.
Vi så de mest kraftfulla helbredelser i familien och äktenskap.
And we realized the Lord really has a passion for our families.
Och vi uppdagade att Gud verkligen har en passion att med våra familjer.
When we first started this process, we had a lot of people were coming to me.
Många folk när vi började denna processen kom till mig.
And they were saying, "This is such a good idea."
Detta är en så god idé.
We need to help fathers be better fathers.
Vi måste hjälpa föräldrar bli bättre föräldrar.
We need to help parents parent better.
Vi måste hjälpa föräldrar vara bättre föräldrar.
And the Lord was just shouting in my spirit.
Och Gud, och så ropte i min ande.
He said, "This is not about being more godly parents."
Detta handlar inte om att vara mer gudfruktiga föräldrar.
This is about my presence being restored in the home.
Detta handlar om att mitt närvaro igen ska komma in i familjen.
It's not about being better.
Det handlar inte om att bli bättre.
It's about restoring who He is in our homes.
Det handlar om att återupprätta den han är i våra hem.
Making Him the centerpiece.
Göra han till det som är centrum.
Making Him the priority.
Han är prioritet.
If we restore the presence of the Lord in our homes.
Hvis vi återupprättar hans nærvær I hjemmene våre.
The altars of prayer and worship.
Guds bønn og tilbedelse.
You will be a great dad.
Du vil bli en fantastisk far.
You'll be a better mother.
Du vil være en bedre mor.
You'll have more peace in your home.
Du vil ha mer fred hjemme.
It's not about working harder to be more godly.
Det handler ikke om å jobbe hardere for å være mer gudfryktig.
If Jesus, our source, isn't with us, we have no hope.
Hvis ikke Jesus, vår kilde med oss, så har ikke vi noe håp.
I think we've just neglected
vi har, akkurat som vi bare har liksom glemt,
our personal responsibility
vår personlige ansvar
to spiritually disciple our own families.
Til å åndelig disippelgjøre vår familie.
We bring them to church.
Vi tar dem med til kirken.
We want you to take care of them.
Vi vil at du skal ta hånd om dem.
We want our pastors to teach our children.
Vi vil at pastoren skal undervise barna våre.
Counsel us.
Hjelp oss I
kjølesorg.
Fix ekteskapene våre.
We've abdicated our spiritual responsibility.
Vi har frasagt oss vår åndelige ansvar.
And we put it on the church.
Og vi liksom menigheten fikser det.
And we think in 1 hour a week.
Og vi tenker at en time om dagen, nei, I uken.
We can keep everything on track spiritually.
Så kan vi holde alt åndelig I orden.
That couldn't be further from the truth.
Det kunne ikke vært lengre fra sannheten.
And the condition of our families is evidence that that is not enough.
Og hvordan det våre familier sier at det ikke nok.
The Lord never intended to outsource our spiritual discipleship.
Gud hadde aldri tenkt å outsource vår disippelgjøring av våre familier.
He wants to live with us in our homes.
Han vil være med oss I våre hjem.
Not just when we come to church.
Ikke bare når vi kommer I kirken.
In January,
I januar,
we're going to launch a family altar process in Norway.
Så skal vi starte en familiealterprosess I Norge.
Hopefully in communities all over Norway.
Forhåpentligvis I lokalsamfunn overalt I Norge.
And focus on restoring the presence of the Lord to our homes.
Og fokusere på å gjenopprette Guds nærvær I hjemmene våre.
Because we know that is the foundation.
Vi vet at det grunnlaget
of the community
av lokalsamfunnet
and everything the Lord's doing to prepare a community for his presence.
Og alt det Gud vil gjøre for å forberede et lokalsamfunn for hans nærvær.
As we become more like Jesus together,
når vi blir mer like Jesus sammen,
his presence will change us.
Hans nærvær vil forandre oss.
It will change our family.
Og våre familier.
It will change our atmosphere around us.
Og atmosfæren rundt oss.
And then the Lord will take up residency.
Og så vil Gud virkelig bo.
What if the Lord came to live in your home?
Hva om Gud virkelig kom og bodde I ditt hjem?
What if he was there when you got home?
Hva om han var der når du kom hjem?
Now that sounds kind of crazy.
Det høres sprøtt ut.
I'll tell you a story.
Jeg skal fortelle en
historie. Because this isn't crazy at all.
Dette ikke sprøtt I det hele
tatt. It's actually what the Lord does.
Det det Gud gjør.
Actually, he came yesterday in our meeting with the leaders.
Han kom I går når vi hadde ledermøte.
The presence of the Lord just came into the room. It was overwhelming.
Guds nærvær kom inn I rommet. Det var overveldende.
We were in a ministry last Tuesday.
Vi var en plass forrige tirsdag.
And it's actually a hotel.
Det et hotell.
Led by believers.
Ledet av troende.
And the Lord said he wanted a prayer room in the hotel.
Og Gud sa at han ville ha et bønnerom I hotellet.
So we helped them establish a prayer room.
Så vi hjalp dem å få opp et bønnerom der.
An altar.
Et alter.
A place where the staff could go and meet with Jesus.
Et sted der staben kunne møte Jesus.
And a place where the Lord could come and meet with people.
Og et sted der Herren kunne komme og møte mennesker.
And this was new for them.
Dette var nytt for dem.
But we all went up to this room.
Og vi gikk alle opp på dette rommet.
They emptied one of the hotel rooms.
De tømte et av hotellrommene.
They put a cross.
De tok et kors der.
And a little couch or something.
Og en sofa.
So we piled all of the staff from the hotel in there.
Så hele staben til hotellet kom inn.
The maintenance guy, the cooks, everybody, the receptionist.
Kokken, vaktmesteren, resepsjonisten, den som satt I baren.
All just piled in this room together.
Ja, alle disse kom sammen.
And we could feel the presence of the Lord before we walked into the room.
Vi kunne kjenne Guds nærvær før vi gikk inn I det.
He was already in there waiting for us.
Han var allerede der inne og ventet på oss.
And when we got in there and closed the door.
Og når vi kom inn der og lukket døra.
The presence of the Lord just started to rest on us.
Så kjente vi at Guds nærvær kom og hvilte på oss.
The heavy presence and peace of the Lord.
Guds fred og hans tunge nærvær.
The Lord wants to be with us.
Gud vil være sammen med oss.
That's what this book is about.
Og det handler boken min om.
Not in a theological way.
Ikke en teologisk måte.
But in a tangible way.
Men en måte som mulig å
oppleve. So we can feel his presence.
Så du kan kjenne hans nærvær.
You should go home and feel the presence and peace of the Lord when you open your door.
Du skulle egentlig komme hjem og merke Guds fred og nærvær når du åpner døren.
That should be the normal.
Det skulle være det normale.
Because he wants to be with us.
Han vil være med oss.
The challenge is
kampene,
to keep the atmosphere like that.
Å holde atmosfæren sånn.
We have to guard against the influence of the world around us.
Vi må beskytte oss fra innflytelsen.
We have to be careful what we watch.
Vi må passe på hva vi ser.
What we look at.
Hva vi ser på.
What we give our heart and our affections to.
Hva vi gir våre hjerter og følelser til.
Because the Lord wants a place that's pure and holy.
Gud vil ha et sted som rent og hellig.
We have to be careful what we say to one another.
Vi må passe på hva vi sier til hverandre.
But if we create a sanctuary for the Lord,
hvis vi lager et hvilested for Herren,
He will come and fill it with His presence.
Så vil han komme og fylle det med sitt nærvær.
And then you can live in the presence of the Lord.
Så kan du leve I Guds nærvær.
Which is amazing.
Som fantastisk.
A number of years ago,
noen år siden,
the Lord told me he wanted me to take my office.
Så ville sag ut mig att han ville ta kontoret mitt.
And he wanted me to turn it into a prayer room.
Så ville han göra det till ett bönerum.
I didn't know why.
Jag vet inte varför.
I argued with him.
Jag diskuterade med
honom. I said, Lord, I can pray. I pray to you here and there in my house.
Jag ber här och där I huset mitt.
Why do you want my office?
Varför vill du ha kontoret mitt?
He was very. I could feel he really wanted it.
Jag kunde verkligen känna att han ville ha det.
So I emptied it.
Så jag tömde det.
Put some pillows on the floor.
Tog några putar på golvet.
Put a cross on the wall.
Ett kors på väggen.
And I dedicated it to the Lord.
Och jag övergav det rummet till Herren.
Said, Lord, now this space belongs to you.
Detta stället tillhör dig.
He came that day.
Han kom den dagen.
He's been there ever since.
Han har varit
It's been 5 years or something.
5 år.
I mean, there's been time. I could tell you so many stories of what happens in that room.
Jag kan fortälla många historier på vad som skedde I
rummet. He's birthed strategies and nations in that room.
Han har gett mig strategier till nationer på det rummet.
He meets me there.
Han möter mig där.
Every time he meets me there.
Varje gång möter han mig.
I've had times when the presence of the Lord was so heavy in that room I couldn't walk into it.
Jag har upplevt några gånger att det har varit så starkt Guds närvaro I det rummet att jag inte kunde gå in I det.
Sometimes it's kind of scary.
Det är lite skummelt.
Oh my gosh, God is living in my house in the back bedroom.
Gud är visst I på sovrummet bak här.
But you know what it does?
Vet du vad det gör?
It reminds me that he's real.
Det minner mig på att han är
verklig. He wants to be with me.
Han vill vara med mig.
As much as I'll have him.
Så mycket som jag vill ha han.
And I know I always have a place to go to meet with God.
Jag har alltid ett ställe att gå och möta Herren.
Yes, God is omnipresent.
Gud, han är överallt.
But he also wants to be manifested in his presence.
Men han önskar att bli synlig bland oss.
He wants to be available to us.
Han önskar att vara tillgänglig för
oss. He wants to help us.
Han vill hjälpa oss.
He wants to heal us.
Han vill helbreda oss.
And he wants to touch the people around us.
Han vill röra folk runt oss.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
I know that might be a little stretching.
Det säkert lite som sträcker där lite.
That's okay.
Det okay.
It's wonderful.
Det fantastiskt.
He's amazing.
Han fantastisk.
And he wants to do so much more than we've ever asked or imagined.
Han vill göra mer än det vi någon gång har drömt eller tänkt på.
So I want us to pray this morning.
Jag vill att vi ska be denna morgonen.
I know just because of what I've seen before.
Jeg vet bara utifrån ting jag har sett för.
That probably at least 90% of you in this room.
Jag vill tippa att 90% av er som är här.
Are not currently praying with your families in your homes.
Ber inte med familjen I hemmen.
That's just kind of the normal statistic.
Det är normal statistik.
Really tragic.
Det är tragiskt.
But if that's true.
Visst det sant?
If the Christians aren't even praying in their homes.
Visst är de kristna ber I hemmen sitt.
Doesn't it kind of explain what's going on in our community?
Förklarar det inte något av det som sker I lokalsamhället?
To me it makes a lot of sense.
För mig är det logiskt.
And it also gives us hope.
Det ger oss hopp.
That if we do something about it.
Visst vi gör något mer.
The Lord will come and change things.
Så kommer Gud att förändra ting.
In us and around us.
I oss och runt oss.
I also know if you're not praying together with your families in your homes.
Jag vet att hvis dere ikke ber med familien hjemme.
That your homes.
Deres hjem.
Your families.
Deres familier.
Are full of brokenness.
Är fulla av knusthet.
Disappointment.
Skuffelser.
Pain.
Smärta.
Unforgiveness.
Utelivelse.
Right? Fractured.
Det är sån ödelagda ting.
By sin, by the enemy,
sin,
all fienden, kinds of things.
Alla möjliga ting.
And I want to encourage you, the Lord wants to heal that.
Gud vill helbreda det.
And I want us to pray this morning.
Jag vill att vi ska be denna morgonen.
That you'll have faith and courage.
Att du vill ha tro och mot.
To go home today.
Till att gå hem idag.
And invite Jesus into your home.
Och invitera Jesus in I hemmet.
And make him Lord of your home.
Och göra han herre.
Lord of your atmosphere.
Herre I hemmet, herre I atmosfären.
A place where he's going to be worshipped and adored.
Där han kan få bli tillbett.
Amen. and trust him.
Och stol på honom.
To start bringing that healing.
Att han kommer med
bringing his presence.
Och bringa sitt närvaro.
It's a wonderful journey.
Det är en spännande resa.
And as we seek him, he will show us what we need to do.
Och när vi söker honom så vill han visa oss vad vi ska göra.
Maybe things we need to change.
Kanske det är något vi måste förändra.
Maybe time we need to add.
Kanske tid vi måste lägga till.
If your family objects,
hvis familien er uenig,
maybe just try to pray for 10 minutes before dinner or after dinner. Something simple.
Ja, kanskje be 10 minutter før middag, 10 minutter etter middag.
Start with something simple.
Start med noe enkelt.
Not religious.
Ikke sånn religiøst.
Don't go home. Okay, everybody.
Ikke gå hjem.
We're going to have an hour Bible study before dinner tonight.
Nå skal vi ha en time bibelstudie før middag.
That's not how Jesus is.
Det er ikke sånn Jesus er.
Keep it relational.
Han er, hold det relasjonelt.
Right. Keep it simple. Let them grow in their hunger for God. Let the Lord also prove himself.
La Herren også vise seg.
Because if he's there, it will be enjoyable. It won't be religious.
Hvis han er der, vil det være glede i det.
Just keep inviting him.
Bare fortsatt invitere. Keep inviting him.
So I want us to close by praying for your family this morning.
Jeg vil at vi skal avslutte med å be for våre familier denne morgenen.
There's nobody.
Det er ingen.
That doesn't have pain in their family.
Som ikke har smerte i familien.
Right? How many people have an issue going on in your family? Either people that don't know Jesus, or there's conflict, or pain, or brokenness.
Hvor mange har problemer i familien? Det er ting i familien.
Everybody.
Det er noen ting som er ødelagt. Alle har det.
The Lord sees it.
Herren ser det.
And he cares about our families.
Han bryr seg om våre familier.
So let's just pray for that. You can just bow your heads.
And
let's bring our families before the Lord.
Så ber vi for familiene våre, for jeg legger dem foran Herren.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Lord, you are the Lord of family.
Herre, du er Herren over familien.
You as a creator God, Elohim.
Du er skaper Gud, Elohim.
You created family.
Du skapte familien.
You created it for friendship and relationship.
Du skapte det for vennskap og relasjon.
Fellowship and intimacy.
Fellesskap og intimitet.
And your intention was that you would always be among us.
Og du, din mening var at du alltid ville være midt iblant oss.
But Lord, we see our families today.
Men vi ser våre familier i dag.
We see how the war around us has gotten inside.
Vi ser hvordan krigen rundt oss har kommet på innsiden.
We see the destruction.
Vi ser ødeleggelsen.
All the ways the enemy has come into our families, alle into our homes.
Alle måtene fienden har kommet inn i hjemmene våre.
Separated.
Skilt,
brought conflict,
konflikt,
or selfishness,
egoisme,
or pain or wounds,
smerter og sår,
rejection,
avvisning,
rebellion,
opprør.
Lord, so much.
Så mye.
You see all of it, Jesus.
Du ser alt, Herre.
And you really do care.
Og du bryr deg virkelig.
And we get so overwhelmed, we just kind of give up.
Og vi blir så overveldet, vi på en måte gir opp, Herre.
Well, Lord, I pray this morning.
Jeg ber denne morgenen, Herre.
That you would restore our hope.
At du gjenoppretter vårt håp.
That you are a God who heals.
Du er en Gud som helbreder.
Who redeems.
Du gjenoppretter.
Saves and delivers.
Frelser og setter fri.
And while it may be overwhelming for us.
Og det som er overveldende for oss.
It is not overwhelming for you.
Er ikke overveldende for deg.
Lord, you are a God of great hope.
Du er en Gud med stort håp.
And when we cry out to you, you hear us.
Og når vi ber til deg, hører du oss, og du setter oss fri.
So we cry out to you today for our
families. Så vi ber virkelig for våre familier i dag, Herre.
And we ask, Lord, that you would help us.
Og vi ber at du må hjelpe oss.
Restore the altar of prayer and devotion in our home.
Gjenoppretter alteret av bønn og andaktsliv i hjemmene våre.
Rather than blaming everybody around us.
I stedet for å skylde på alle rundt oss.
Lord, help us to restore your dwelling place in our home.
Hjelp oss å gjenopprette ditt hvilested i hjemmene våre.
Because you're the source of every good thing.
Og du er kilden av alle gode ting.
Everything we need is found in you.
Alt vi trenger er i deg.
We want you to live among us.
Vi vil at du skal bo midt iblant oss.
We want your peace and your joy to be filling our homes.
Vi vil at din fred og din glede skal fylle hjemmene våre.
We want you to feel welcome in our home.
Vi vil at du skal føle velkommen i hjemmene
våre. We want you to be honored as Lord in our home.
Vi vil at du skal bli æret som Herre i våre hjem.
We want your protection to be covering us in our home.
Vi vil ha din beskyttelse i
hjemmene våre. We want it to be a refuge.
Vi vil at det skal være et beskyttelsessted. Og et hellig sted.
From the war that rages around us.
Fra krigen som herjer rundt oss.
In the culture around us.
Og kulturen rundt oss.
Lord, would you come?
Herre, vil du komme?
Would you lead us?
Vil du lede oss?
To rebuild the altars of prayer and devotion.
Til å gjenopprette bønn og andagsliv i hjemmene våre.
Until you become Lord.
Til du blir Herre.
And your kingdom comes.
Og ditt rike kommer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Restore the saltiness.
Gjenopprett saltsmaken.
Restore the fragrance.
Gjenopprett duften.
As the living sacrifices get back on the altars of prayer.
Når de levende offerne igjen kommer igjen på bønnealtarene.
Would you come and consume us?
Må du komme og oppsluke oss igjen.
Until we become like you.
Til vi blir mer like deg, Jesus.
And we're back in agreement with you.
Og komme tilbake inn I enighet med deg.
And you release that aroma
og du forløser den
of your presence
av ditt nærvær
into our homes.
Inn I våre hjem.
And then I pray every time we open our door.
Og jeg ber om at hver gang vi åpner døren,
and we invite a neighbor or somebody into our home.
Når vi inviterer en nabo inn I hjemmet vårt,
that they would also smell the aroma of Christ.
At de må også kjenne Kristi duft når de kommer inn I hjemmet vårt.
And that your river would begin to flow.
At din elv begynner
in
å flyte.
Our neighborhoods.
Inn I nabolaget vårt.
That you would be revealed.
At du blir åpenbart.
Your goodness would be seen.
Og din godhet
And your power would bring healing to so many.
Kraft vil bringe helbredelse til så mange.
That need hope.
Som trenger hjelp.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you would heal the wounds.
Jeg ber om at du skal helbrede sårene.
Give hope to hearts.
Gi håp til hjertene.
That you're not done yet.
At du ikke ferdig enda.
That you see their pain.
At du ser smerten.
And you have a plan.
At du har en plan.
I pray that you give them courage to run to you.
Ja, gi dem mot å løpe til deg.
And trust you.
Stole på deg.
Become obedient to you.
Bli lydig mot deg.
And to make you Lord of their family.
Og gjøre deg til herre I familien.
And trust you.
Stole på deg.
To lead.
Til å lede.
Protect.
Beskytte.
Transform.
Forvandle.
Redeem.
Frelse.
Everything that's on your heart to do.
Alt som på ditt
Lord, we've tried this our way. We've tried to manage and be Lord.
Ja, vi har prøvd dette selv, Herre, å være Herre selv.
It hasn't worked.
Det har ikke funket.
We want to surrender.
Vi vil overgi oss.
And make you Lord.
Og gjøre deg til Herre.
Of our families.
I våre familier.
And our homes.
I våre hjem.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.